My name is Ashley. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Ashley.
Hello. It's good to see you all. It's good to be here. I imagine there's going to be like thousands of people. I don't know why I thought this was going to be a huge event, and I'm really glad it's not. Because I'm terrified of two types of people, men and women. And young people, too. I'm really scared of young people. I don't know why. I've been trying to get over that for the last couple years. So it's really good to be here. And welcome if we have any newcomers. I hope you keep coming back. I feel like Chet said everything that I planned in my head to say. My sobriety date is June 17th of 2007. So I got sober, I was 20 years old. And I heard a lady share the other day about, she got sober at like 32. And she said, I wish I was smart enough to get it when I was in my young 20s or my teens. And I thought about it, and I did not get sober because I'm smart. I did not. Like, I got sober because I was suffering. I could not take another drink. And I am the same way. Like, I wish I could have drank 40 more years. Like, I wish. But I couldn't. Like, I could not do it anymore. And I came to Alcoholics Anonymous not because my mom told me to, the judge didn't tell me to, nobody told me to. I just was fucking dying, and I couldn't do it for any longer. And now I'm almost 27, and it's pretty cool. I'm really grateful that I got sober young. I learned a lot of things in those young years, like 21, 22, 23. Like, I came to AA, I didn't know how to drive, I didn't know how to work or pay any bills. Like, I never had anything. I just was pretty much a bum for my whole life and didn't learn. And I dropped out of high school when I was 17. I wanted to go to Canada and grow pot, and I did. And it was pretty cool. Me and my little girlfriend took the Greyhound up there and worked on a farm for a couple months. And that was really like, that was what I, my dream. That's what I wanted to do forever. And it's crazy. So I want to share what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. What it was like. I drank from the very first time I drank like an alcoholic. Like, I put it in my body and I was fucked. I was blacked out and barfing everywhere, and my little girlfriend carried me home, dragged me across the grass, and for some reason that night I was eating cat food. I don't know why. I do weird things when I'm drunk, and I peed on my stereo. I don't know why. I'm just like not, I like in the book it says that an alcoholic in his cups is a creature. And I feel like that, like I wasn't really a human. And I also did a lot of meth, and that kind of turned me crazy. And when I think of the bottom, I was 19 and I was smoking dope in a dumpster. It was tipped upside down, and I like put chairs in it and painted the walls and stuff. It was good though, because the wind couldn't get in, you know, so I could like light my drugs. And and that was, I was 19 years old, and I actually didn't get sober till 20. So I kept going and did a few more things. And when I had enough, I had enough. And I showed up to AA on my BMX and had nothing. I had a backpack, and I think I had a bus pass. I think I did. And I remember I got sober at a club with these old men in Bountiful, and there were no young people. Like, and I felt like I was the only girl. And they were all like 70. A lot of them have passed on now. They were freaking old. And they would talk in the noon meeting about golfing and like their wife and their garden and all this stuff. And and it was weird. I thought my fucking life is over. Like, I'm 20 years old and this is what it's come to. But it was better than drinking. So I sat there in the meetings and I listened. And those guys saved my ass. And I still visit them. And I love that. And when I found Young People's AA, I was super excited. I got my license at like my 6 months, and then borrowed my dad's truck and started going down to the Candlelight. And I feel like that's when life kind of began. And it says in the book that God will teach us, he'll show us how to create the fellowship that we crave. And tonight has been so fun. That was so fun. this is totally what I want. So I got to AA. And I had enough, and I listened, and I heard three things. I heard them say, God, Big Book, and Sponsor. And I didn't know really what any of those things were. And I didn't dare to pray. I thought God was going to strike me with lightning because I've been so naughty. I didn't even know if he was real or not. But I knew that I couldn't do that for one more day. I did not want to get drunk again. And I couldn't suffer like that. I was either going to kill myself or that was it. Like, there was no other options. So I prayed. And I was sitting outside one night, and I looked up, and I saw the stars and the moon, and I thought, whatever put those there, I'm just going to pray to that. And it wasn't me, and it wasn't any human power, so I prayed to that, and it totally worked. And I don't know why, but something crazy happened, and I've never been the same, and I've never had another drink. And I worked the steps the way they're outlined in the book. Step one to me is, when I put a drink in my body, I cannot stop. I don't know why. I can't stop. Like, I'm willing to go to any lengths. I'll steal stuff. I'll hurt people. I'll give up my soul. I'll give up my everything, my job, my possessions, my whole bank account. I'll give it all up. And it's weird because my brain will try to tell me that it's okay to drink. It will say it's okay to put it in your body. Even though last time you ended up in jail with a felony and almost dead. But my brain is so stupid. I don't get it. It says, it was just weird things. It says, maybe you're not a real alcoholic. It's been 6 years. And that's why I'm still here in Alcoholics Anonymous, because I still have alcoholism, the same alcoholism that I had when I first got here. And step two, I love step two, because I pray and it takes care of that thing. I pray and I ask God, keep me sober and protect me from my own brain. And it works. It's crazy. Yeah. And then step three, same thing. I ask God to direct my thinking and help me act better. Because I don't want to do those things. I don't want to steal. I don't want to hurt people. I don't want to be a bad friend or not a friend and not show up. I don't want to do those things anymore. And so I pray and I ask God, and then I do step four, and I look at all those behaviors, and I find out why I did those, and then I stop doing them. I tell someone about it, and then I ask God, take it away in step six and seven. I love six and seven. I think that's my favorite step. Yeah, that's where the miracle has been for me. And then I go out and I repair the damage. And by that time, I don't do that stuff anymore. So I can say, here's what I did, and I don't behave like that anymore. And it's great. I love it. And then I get to share that with other people. And I've sponsored two women lately. One was 19, one was 20. And they both told me, they said, I don't think I'm a real alcoholic and I want to drink. And I was like, yay, that's good. I really hope you're not. Like, go get drunk. That's great. You should get drunk as long as you can. Go get it. I just know that I cannot. And I hope they come back. I don't know if they're real alcoholics or not. Maybe they're not. But yeah, if you can still drink, I say go do it. There's no reason to be here if you want to drink some more. Yeah, this is it for me. I don't want to drink anymore. Life is crazy now. I learned all these things in AA. When I first got sober, I got this job and started making a little money, and then I opened my first bank account, and then I found out you get approved for a loan, you can buy a car. And so I did, and I got this credit card, and looking back now, I wish I listened to my sponsor. Because I took, the bank gave me $17,000 and told me you can have this car, you can have this credit card as long as you pay on it. And I was working at a restaurant downtown making like, I don't know, $50 a day. Not enough to pay for that car. And I'm still paying that back today, which is, I've actually learned a lot. And yeah, it's been good. Now, like, I've been looking at my life right now, and I'm really responsible now. I've learned that just through working the steps. And I have shoes right now. They're really old. I really like them. And I haven't had new pants for a long time. I have a beater car. It's from 1992, and I love it. And I live really small, and I don't go out to eat too much, and I save money, and I pay those debts. Like, I pay for all those things. I had a good couple first years. I got a BMW and was living real fancy, and it was fun. But now I get to pay back, and I've learned a lot from that. I wouldn't recommend it, but that's how I had to learn. And, yeah, I learned a lot just from the Big Book. It's crazy. Everything is in there. It's like that manual to life that I didn't have. Yeah, it teaches me how to be nice and how to share basically like things that people learned when they were five. I'm learning that now. And yeah. So I've learned how to pay my rent and do all those financial things. And it's weird because I was supposed to be dead at 25, according to myself. Like, I wrote it in my journal when I was 17. Like, I'm not going to make it past 25. I'm going to die from a heroin overdose or go to prison. Something real bad's going to happen. And now I'm almost 27, so I've been kind of reconsidering. Like, I'm not dead, and I'm probably not going to die for a long time, so what am I going to do? And I spent the whole morning today at the U. I was taking a test, and it was really scary. Like, they were all high school seniors, and I felt really old. But I decided recently I'm going to go to school, and I want to get a degree and do something. Like, I don't want to waste my life, and yeah, I want to be the most that I can be. And I feel like God got me sober for a reason. I don't really know what it is yet, but when I sit down with another woman and share experience, strength, and hope, and she shares with me, I feel like that's what I'm here for. yeah. I have half an hour. Okay. So one thing that's been pretty important in my sobriety, at my 4 years, I fell in love with this girl, and then she died. She committed suicide, and I really loved this girl. She was beautiful. She was 5'10". She was Russian, real pretty girl. And yeah, she committed suicide, and it was like, I don't know, the craziest thing that's ever happened in my whole life. And yeah, I was 4 years sober, and I remember when it happened, I called my sponsor, and I said, what am I supposed to do? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know how to stay sober. Like, I can't even get in the bathtub. I can't do my laundry. I can't go to work. I don't know what to do. And she said, I need you to come over here. And she lived in Arizona. And I thought about it, and I didn't have enough money for a plane ticket. So I rode the Greyhound down there. It was 40 hours. And I was willing to do it, though. For some reason, the bus went down to Nevada, over to California, and then to Arizona. So it was weird. But that's what I needed to do. And I was so willing. I just really wanted to stay sober. Even though it hurt real bad, and it sucked, and I was just so confused, and it was just really crazy in my head. And I just knew I needed to see her and hang out with her. And and that was really good. And then when I got home, I got to show up, and I played guitar at her funeral and hung out with her family and got to be there. And just recently, I took her little sister out. We went job hunting because she's 16 and she doesn't have a big sister now. So I get to do those things, and it's been really hard. And I remember that whole time I was grieving, I couldn't figure out, like, what am I grateful for? And I was just so sad. Like, I wasn't grateful for anything. Like, my friend said, are you grateful for your hands that you can count blessings on? And I was like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm not grateful. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. And I just went into this funk. And I prayed, and I asked God, like, show me what I'm here for, because I don't feel like being here. And I made it to the God camp out of, it would have been 2011, and I remember sitting in that meeting. It's a big way up there at like 7,500 feet elevation, and I go every year. I've never missed it, and it's big. There's probably like 700 people. It's real spiritual up there, and that year I sat there in the meeting, and I heard this lady sharing, and I just thought to myself, like, this is what I'm here for. Like, God gave me Alcoholics Anonymous, and He needs me. And it doesn't matter that I don't want to be here, because you guys need me. And I remember thinking, like, if I were to kill myself, I would get to heaven, and God would be so mad. He'd be like, I gave you my most precious gift. I gave you Alcoholics Anonymous, and you didn't respect it, and you didn't care. And that's the one thing that has saved me, like, my love for Alcoholics Anonymous. It's crazy. I love it more than anything in the world. Yeah. So I grieved a lot, which has been interesting because I've never done that in my life. And so I grieved and walked through all that, and it's been really hard. And but little things have happened. Like, I got this amazing job, and they take really good care of me. They pay for my therapy. They're paying for my school. Like, they just want to take care of me, and I love it. I get to show up there and be part of the world, and it's really cool. I love it. I don't know what else to say. Let me find something out of the book. Oh, what I've been thinking about recently is the part where it talks about Dr. Young saying, here's the solution. I'm going to try to rearrange your brain and then hope that it keeps you sober. And it didn't work for that guy. And then Dr. Young says, okay, I can't do it. I think that you're beyond human power. Probably the only thing that's going to save you is God. And that guy shares in the book, and he says that the ideas and the things that used to power him were cast aside, and all of a sudden, like, new things came in, and he was thinking different and doing different things. And it was just like all of a sudden, like, God just took out those old ideas and old behaviors and put new ones in. And that's happened to me more than once, and recently, actually. Like, I have been really grateful. I actually downloaded a gratitude app because I've been kind of bad for like the last couple years. And I've decided, like, every day I'm going to list something. And if I don't, then it beeps and tells me to do it. And so that's been really helpful. And all of a sudden, I'm grateful again. And I don't know why. But it's like new things have come into my life. And my thinking is different. And all of a sudden, I'm excited to be here. And I'm excited to go to school. And I'm excited to work with others and to be in AA. And I'm grateful that Ben asked me, because I probably would have sat home and thought about myself, because that's what I like to do on Saturday nights. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's good things or bad things, just as long as it's about me. So all day today I was thinking, what can I bring to this meeting? Like, I'm totally nervous and I don't really like sharing, but maybe there's somebody here that I can help. And I thought about that today. I just really hope that somewhere, someday, I can be helpful to some person. And it doesn't matter if I help all of you or not, but at least one person I hope I get to touch. And what I know today is that if you don't take a drink, life will get better. Yeah, there's nothing that a drink can make better. And my sponsor, she's really cool. She got sober in 84, and I was born in 87. So she has like a whole lifetime of experiences. And she told me a time, she actually had a partner die, and it's been a long time, but she shared about it, and she told me it was like a spiritual desert, like a dryness, and that's just kind of what happens. And she looked at me, and she said, it was actually for a long time, Ash, it was probably for 8 years. And I thought about that, and it's been almost 2 years now, and I thought, 8 years, like, that's kind of a long time to be in a spiritual desert. But I would rather walk through a desert with no water than to be drunk. Like, I would rather suffer in AA than be drunk. Yeah, it was just so bad drinking that I never want to go back to it. And I'm willing to go to any lengths to not. Yeah, drinking, I don't like it. And I'm so grateful. Is it Saturday or Friday?
Saturday.
Okay. So it's Saturday night, and yeah, we're the professional partiers right here. Like, we don't let our talent go to waste. Yeah, I'm so grateful to be here, and that is all I have. Thanks for being here for me.
Thanks, Ashley. Yeah.